Welcome to the Life Hacks for Entrepreneurs podcast, where we share practical life hacks, shortcuts, designed to shape your best life and business in the least amount of time. I'm your host, David Ubita. Life Hacks for Entrepreneurs starts right now. Hey guys, welcome to the Life Hacks for Entrepreneurs podcast. I am your host, David Ubita. Hey, for the past 4 years now, I've had the privilege of working with entrepreneurs just like you, identify and work through some of the most difficult limitations that we all eventually face as entrepreneurs. So in this very first episode, I'm going to set the pace for all of our future episodes, and we're actually going to discuss a simple life hack known as feedback loops. And when we break this down, you'll have a clearer understanding on why you should implement feedback loops, why you should pay attention to them, and how they can literally give you an edge in life and business. So stay tuned. All right, we're back. So feedback loops, what in the world are they? Well, a feedback loop is a term commonly used in economics to refer to a situation where part of the output is a situation that is used to create new input. So let me give you an example. Let's say you're with your girl, you start kissing, the mood is right, and she says, "Whoa, hey buddy, your breath stinks." And you're like, "What? You didn't know that." But it does. And so that current data is creating a situation. So then the logical approach is, hey, let's go ahead and take this data, make an adjustment. We brush our teeth, we floss, we gargle, we do whatever it takes. And then after we make that adjustment, it leads to new output or new data, which will then create a new outcome. So this is a very simple approach. I'm breaking this down really, really simple for us guys, because that's the way I understand things. And what happens is that when business owners come to us, when entrepreneurs come to us and they want us to, you know, help them grow their businesses, one of the first things that we do or take a look at is what's working, what's not working, and whatever is not working, you just simply take the data. You just analyze the data. But as business owners, especially small business owners, we have so much going on. We're spinning so many plates in the air simultaneously. It's difficult to actually sit there and analyze the data. And then once we analyze the data, what is the next step? What do we do next to solve the problem? So this is the equation I want to give you. I want to give you a visual for your business. So let's say you take a look at your business right now and you're clocking, let's say, $5,000 a month. That is your current data. And then we take a look at what's working. All right, what is working in your business? Is the infrastructure working? Is client onboarding working? Is marketing your business working? Are your digital tools, you know, current? Are they working? So we take a look at all those things. And let's say we identify one aspect that isn't working. Then we take the data, we make the adjustment, which is going to lead us to new data, which will then give us a new outcome. So that is a feedback loop in its simplicity. However, if you follow this simple life hack, it will accelerate, it will eliminate, it'll help you grow your business like nothing else. So on that note, guys, in the next segment, I'm going to actually give you an exercise that I want you to take a look at to help you grow your business, because that's what we're all about here on Life Hacks for Entrepreneurs. All right, we're back. So in this last segment, I'm going to walk you through what is known as a mind map. a mind map. And mind maps are really great because they help us to really kind of just take a step back and see things from a different perspective. So grab a sheet of paper, and with this sheet of paper, on this sheet of paper, you're going to draw a circle right in the middle. Put your name, put the name of your business in the circle, and then you're going to ask yourself two questions. Number one, what is working? And then the next question is, what's not working? So once you've identified what's working, I want you to celebrate those things. Okay? Is your admin kicking ass? Great. Let's say what's not working is client attraction for whatever reason. Maybe your marketing tools are outdated, or you just don't know who to trust. Then once you've identified that current situation and the data contributing to that current situation, you can then be more confident about finding a solution or making that adjustment. And so an adjustment could be, reading another book. It could be hiring a company, hiring a coach, a marketing company to help you offset this particular situation that seems to be a weakness for your business. And once you do that, it no longer is a weakness. That adjustment will lead to new data, which will lead to new outcomes. So this is a very simple exercise. Just take could take anywhere between 5 to 6 minutes for you to do, but make sure that you take it seriously. Take a look at what's working and what's not working in your business so that you can see new outcomes. So guys, if you find yourself stuck in your business right now, feel free to visit us at www.davidubeda.com and schedule a free call with us. We'd be more than happy to chat and really dive in even further and help provide you direction to really start seeing those outcomes that you want in your business. Hey, you've been listening to the Life Hacks for Entrepreneurs podcast with host David Ubeda. Thank you so much for listening. Please give us a thumbs up or leave us a message if you learned something new today, and make sure to share this episode with a friend. Catch you on the next episode.